Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Governor Mitch Daniels says he's still waiting for results of an internal investigation about the fatal stage collapse at the state fair. He says it's too early to discuss specifics. A state's fair spokesman says fans waiting for the Sugarland concert should have been told a severe thunderstorm warning had been issued. Colts fans are being encouraged to recycle more with the help of new program being launched at Lucas Oil Stadium. The new Recycle Indy logo will encourage stadium visitors to recycle with one of more than 200 bins throughout the stadium. Jerry Carl from the EPA talks about the importance of the effort.
Recycling cans, plastic bottles, glass, and paper is important because it conserves natural resources like minerals, water, oil, and timber that would otherwise have had to have been mined, extracted, or harvested.
Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard says the aim is to continue to make Indianapolis more sustainable. Local nonprofit service organizations are continuing to feel the squeeze from state and federal budget cuts. Among them is Second Chance Ministries, a downtown Indianapolis counseling service. Owner Jack Fleming says his business has lost state and federal dollars totaling nearly $200,000 over the last 2 years.
I'm at the point, unless something happens within the next 30 days or so, I'm going to have to walk away because I just can't make ends meet.
The patients then referred to an organization by several county agencies. A legislative panel will review Indiana's laws similar to those in the Casey Anthony case. State Senator Brent Steele says the Criminal Law and Sentencing Policy Study Committee will take up the matter. Right now, partly cloudy skies and 87 degrees for WFYI News.